Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Wednesday morning, August the 5th, 2026. First Wednesday in the month of August, 19 minutes past the hour, and we have got a lot of news and notes to go through here. Housekeeping, as I would say, at the top of the program. Do want to let everybody know that the Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT, will host a series of in-person public meetings on the subject of the U.S. 23 I-71 connector study in early August. Now, the one in Marion is actually tonight, Wednesday, August the 5th. We just got this information yesterday. Wednesday, August the 5th, tonight, 12 to 2 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. at Cornerstone Alliance Church, 1210 Marion Marysville Road. Here in Marion. So the Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT, is hosting a series of in-person public meetings in regard to the U.S. 23 I-71 connector study. This has been a big deal as of late. That will happen in Marion tonight, or I guess this afternoon, 12 to 2 p.m., 4 to 6 p.m., Cornerstone Alliance Church, 1210 Marion Marysville Road. Okay, another announcement we have here. The Captain William Hendricks chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, in partnership with the American Battlefield Trust, is pleased to present the American Revolution Experience, a traveling exhibit at the Marion Public Library. The exhibit will be on display from Wednesday, August the 5th, starting today, through Thursday, August the 13th, next Thursday, at the Marion Public Library, located at 445 East Church Street here in Marion. Visitors may view the exhibit during regular library hours, Monday through Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday and Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Libraries closed on Sunday. The American Revolution Experience includes display panels and interactive digital kiosks designed to connect visitors with the people, places, and stories that shaped the birth of our nation. The public is encouraged to attend this free exhibit and take advantage of this opportunity to learn more about the American Revolution as Marion celebrates America 250. So the Captain William Hendricks chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, in partnership with the American Battlefield Trust, is bringing in the American Revolution Experience. It's a traveling exhibit. It'll be at the Marion Public Library, 445 East Church Street, starting today, running through next Thursday. And the library hours are Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, and that is all free. Now, also, tonight at the Ohio State Fair, it's a big night at the Ohio State Fair, I think, it is Weird Al Yankovic with Puddle's Pity Party. And I know people, there are a lot of people who are big fans of Weird Al Yankovic, and we will be giving away some tickets to Weird Al Yankovic before this program is over today. Now, the rest of the fair, the 7th, Bailey Zimmerman with Lauren Watkins. I did look him up yesterday. He is a country music singer, popular these days. And August the 8th, the final night of the fair on Saturday, is Blues Traveler and the Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin. Now, for my money, that's probably the best concert. So that's coming up on Saturday. So Weird Al Yankovic, though, tonight, and we'll be giving away those tickets. Now, also, we gave away Nelly tickets yesterday. So hopefully, we're going to hear back from the people who won those tickets. They said they would call back in this morning. and let us know how the concert went. So if they're out there, give us a buzz real quick and let us know how the Nelly concert went. Maybe they're not listening yet, but if they're out there, let us know how Nelly was last night. I think he was probably the headliner at the Ohio State Fair, and then we can move on from there. 740-383-9944. Okay, so we've gotten through that. Oh, I also want to do a thank you this morning. Yesterday, in the mail, I got a nice handwritten letter from Washington, D.C., from our friend Christian Pearson. And it's a very nice letter. It was a page long, handwritten. And I just want to thank him for that. I think that's very nice. I think more people should write handwritten letters. Because, 500 years from now, when they're looking me up or looking him up, they'll be looking him up more than they'll be looking me up, because he's going to be a superstar in the world of politics. But they'll find this note, and they'll know what he wrote to me from Washington, D.C. in the summer of 26. And I'm glad he dated this. I don't like when people don't date things. And by the way, this is on the stationery of House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., and it's even got the little symbol there. So, Christian, I appreciate that. I'm not going to read the letter on the air because I assume that's a private conversation. I would never do that. But I do think more people should write handwritten letters. I think that's important. Christian, I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, so we've done all that now. Now we have to get to something else here, and then we'll move on to phone calls as we always do on the program. Now, it's still playing on the news report, but as many of you know, there was a big kerfluffle during Monday night's city council meeting. It was all about flock cameras, and essentially a citizen got up and was talking about flock cameras and started to talk about some other things, and at that point, Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan, who was in attendance, he was sitting in the back row, got up with a raised voice. Now, you heard this yesterday, but I want to play this now. There's an important reason we're replaying this morning, and then we'll move on with the program, and I'll tell you what the important reason is. But this is from Monday night, Marion City Council meeting. Here we go.
I guess where I'm going with that is I'm aware of things in Marion, sometimes things I've been involved with, where a person who is a CFO of a county organization contacted a county prosecutor and asked for confidentiality in that organization, and she was promised anonymity, and the very next day she went to work, and this director came to her with all the information. So can we agree that maybe that prosecutor gave the suspect information?
Are you accusing me of something? Are you accusing me of something?
All right, and that's what happened during Monday night's Marion City Council meeting between Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan and a citizen here in Marion. And when the meeting was actually over, that happened during the meeting. When the meeting was actually over, there was another little kerfluffle Prosecutor Grogan and this citizen were leaving the building. Police Chief Jay McDonald had to get in the middle of it. That's what it was. There were some raised voices and so on and so forth. Now, all that being said, yesterday afternoon, I had a chance to interview the sheriff of Marion County, Matt Bales, and get a lot of questions answered about the flock cameras and about this particular incident, because there were also a lot of questions about the flock cameras after Monday night's meeting, and Sheriff Bales was on the panel that was discussing those. And also, if you're just tuning in, the flock camera legislation, the legislation to remove the flock cameras, was voted to move on to City Council with a 3-0 vote Monday night, unamended. So it will be on the agenda this coming Monday night, 6:30 p.m., second floor of City Hall, and we'll see how that all goes. But here is the interview that I taped yesterday with the sheriff of Marion County about all this, Matt Bales, and hopefully this answers a lot of questions. Here comes the sheriff in an interview I taped yesterday. Scott Spears here, WGH Talk Radio. And last night during Marion City Council meeting, there was a very interesting panel discussion with the citizens of Marion about flock cameras, which has been the hot issue here in Marion for quite some time. The renewal of the program and where it will go from here in the city of Marion. One of the members of that panel last night was Sheriff Matt Bales, and we are so glad to have him here with us for a few minutes today via telephone. Sheriff Bales, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
Doing very well. How do you think last night's meeting went as far as the flock camera discussion portion goes?
I think it went okay. I wish we could have got more information out about what flock cameras actually do. I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there from people because they read things on the internet that aren't true about them. Or they might think that we have different model flock cameras than what we actually do. We have basically just the base model of flock cameras here in Marion County, which they basically take a snapshot and read a license plate.
What do you think has created the biggest distrust in these cameras?
There's a lot of people out there that say they violate the Fourth Amendment. I don't think that they do. Obviously, the courts don't think that they do. Since they've been around for 9 years, they have literally put thousands of people in jail because of the investigations that have been successful because of flock cameras. And in 9 years, no court has ruled them unconstitutional. There's a lot of people that think that they are, but no court has ruled them that way.
You know, Sheriff, it was brought up several times last night. People wonder where this information goes after 30 days. Does it go to the Flock Corporation? Do people have access to it? Where does the information go, to your understanding?
My understanding is it gets erased. We have actually tried to do searches beyond 30 days, and we come back with no results found.
How many council members would you say have come and looked at the flock system?
I don't know that for a fact. They have gone to the police department and looked at it there. I don't believe there's been any come to the sheriff's office and look at it. They're all welcome to. We have nothing to hide here. They're welcome to look here. I know Jay McDonald, the police chief, a couple meetings ago offered to take them downstairs that night and show it to him, and nobody took him up on his offer. I know a few have gone down there, but I'm not exactly sure how many.
What are the most important things that the public needs to know about the flock system?
Like I said, there's so many inconsistencies and myths that are on the internet about what our cameras can do. I have seen things on the internet that they're speed cameras, that they're red light cameras, they have facial recognition. I actually saw one post from a former city councilman who no longer lives around here that showed like an x-ray image of a car and said, this is a flock alert. No, they aren't that. And I think I've shown you pictures before of what flock alerts look like, and it's basically just a picture of the back passenger side of the vehicle. You can't see anybody's faces in the vehicle. I suppose if somebody had their face pressed up against the back window whenever the picture is taken, it might do that. But we don't know who's in the car when the flock camera captures it. It could be the owner of the car. It could be their wife, their friend, one of their kids. You know, it's a picture of the car. It's not a picture of the person.
How helpful has this been to Marion, Ohio, in the few years that we have had the flock system?
Oh, it's been extremely helpful. We have solved a lot of cases that may not have been solved otherwise. We have found, of course, everybody knows about the autistic boy that we got back from Indiana that was kidnapped and taken to Indiana. Everybody knows about the officers that were shot at on the front porch, North Grand Avenue. Some other cases you may not have heard of. We had a drive-by shooting into a residence on White Oaks Road that we saw with Flock cameras. We recovered a stolen vehicle out of a burglary in West Virginia in the Meyer parking lot out here because of Flock cameras. The person that was driving it was wanted nationwide on a warrant. We had a case where a sex offender had tried to get a kid into a car over by Grant Middle School. We caught him because of the Flock cameras. There's just been, you know, time and time again, they have helped us. You know, Chief McDonald and I were talking. We have caught more people because of Flock cameras than we have with DNA.
Mm. That's significant.
It is.
Yeah. You know, with something, as you just said, that you have caught more people with Flock cameras than with DNA here in Marion, Ohio, why would something have such a bad reputation? Is it sincerely just the internet and falsities?
Well, I think it's a lot of things that people read, they believe on the internet. I think there are some bad cops out there. I'm not saying there's any in Marion, Ohio. I don't believe there's any in Marion, Ohio, but... You know, one person got up last night and was talking about somebody that did a search down in Texas, I think, or looking for something to do with an abortion issue. I just read today where there's a couple of Reynoldsburg police offices that are resigning because of Flock misuse. It's out there. I'm not going to say it's not, but you're going to have bad actors no matter what whatever profession you're in. And cops are no exception. But we police our flock here. We do audits on the flock. We make sure, you know, for even to put anything in the flock, you have to put a case number down. You have to put down what crime that you are investigating into the flock search. We audit those to make sure they match up, to make sure that nothing is being abused. I know the police department does the same thing. And we have had no problems with any of our audits.
If somebody did access this system inappropriately in Marion, Ohio, what consequence would they face?
I would have to see exactly what happened. I can't give a blanket statement on everything to do that. I mean, if it was are you talking about a deputy or a police officer?
Yeah. I think because that's the fear, that somebody could get access to this system and they could look up somebody for whatever reason, and that would be a breach of the trust.
Well, they definitely would face severe consequences up to and possibly losing their jobs. It's a public trust that we have with these cameras, and we don't take that lightly. I'm not afraid to pull the trigger on something like that if that were to happen, if somebody was abusing Flock.
You know, there is some confusion that I wanted to clear up from last night. A few weeks ago, when this all came about in a city council meeting, Councilman Thaddeus Smith asked Law Director Mark Russell if it was possible for the city to take down the cameras at the discretion of city council, and Law Director Russell said yes in that meeting. Now, last night, Councilman Ralph Smith read a piece of paper that said it's at the sheriff's discretion. It's now going to go to council. Last night, the legislation was advanced. If council did have the votes to remove these in the city of Marion, could that be done?
I would say probably. I don't think council has the votes to do that, just based on conversations I've had. But another thing that we're going to have to look at is if they do want us to remove the flock cameras from the city, who's going to pay for them to be removed and put in the county?
They would end up in the county, the ones that are in the city.
Yeah, they would probably end up in the county, and I believe it costs about $600 a piece to do that.
Mm. But at this point, you don't believe there are enough votes to do that on city council? They would need 5.
I do not think so, no.
How dangerous would this be if they voted to take them down for the citizens of Marion with the staffing issues already in the city?
Well, that's definitely a problem. I have my own staffing issues right now here at the county. I lost 2 deputies last year that I did not replace because of possible budget concerns. I am down a deputy this year that just resigned about a month ago I'm going to have a retirement here in a couple of weeks, and I have another deputy that has been offered a job in another county for a lot more money. So I'm going to have the same problem as the city here pretty soon with running out of bodies. Flock cameras are a force multiplier. They help us out on cases. They help us keep the county safer. If we lose the flock cameras, it's not going to be as safe as with them. And I said last night, I don't foresee us being able to get another grant for flock cameras next year. I don't think the grants are going to be there. And I can tell you that the county and the city can't afford to pay for flock again after that. If grants do become available for them, I will put in for it. But we barely got this one this year. And I don't foresee it happening again next year.
Well, and that's an interesting statement that you made, I think, two or three times last night, that this would likely be the last year for flock, being that this has helped law enforcement solve more cases in Marion, Ohio than DNA. What's going to happen regardless of this vote in 1 year?
We probably won't have flock cameras unless I can find another grant to pay for them again. It's not something, I don't want to say it's a luxury, but it kind of is a luxury. It's something that helps us out a lot. It's helped us solve a lot of crime here in Marion. And not just that, I look over the years in the history and what could have been because of flock cameras. We had a fatal hit and run on West Center Street. Jack Maddox was a victim back in the 90s. We would have solved that with a flock camera. We had a fatal hit and run at Greenwood and Wilson here probably 15 years ago, Jody McGinty. That probably would have been solved with flock cameras. A big case I can think of is down in Union County with Patty Atkins, the woman that disappeared from Honda down there. From my understanding, the last place that she was rumored to have been was the back of a pickup truck. You think Union County would have liked to have flock cameras back then?
And it's an interesting question. And how likely do you think it is that these will go away in a year if they are so helpful? Are grants really that bad at this point?
There have been such an outcry, I think, against flock cameras that the grants just aren't paying for them as much anymore. And they're not cheap. I mean, we were able to talk flock down to $93,000 this year. From $103,000 the previous couple of years, I don't, we might be able to hang on to that price next year, but we're not going to have the money to do it. Obviously, the city does not. The county, I think they're in a better situation financially than the city, but they can't afford to put that kind of money out for them either.
Sheriff, there's a couple things I want to cover in our final few minutes here. Is there any middle ground on this flock issue? Now, I have heard people mention, I don't think I heard it at the meeting last night, but I have heard people mention that they would be more okay with the flock cameras if there was a community oversight of the system. Would that be something you'd be in favor of?
I would be in favor if we had like maybe a city councilman and a county commissioner that wanted to be here for audits. They could witness the auditing. They could see, they could see us check the audits to make sure that everything is up and up. I would be open to that. If they want to suggest something like that, I would be open to that.
So you would have no problem with possibly some kind of oversight board to check the audits of what is going on?
I'd be fine with city council or the county commissioners if they want to do that.
At some point, do you think there has to be some kind of middle ground? Because even if council does not have the votes here, I doubt this is going to go away anytime soon.
You're probably correct.
Yeah. So hopefully there is some middle ground. The final thing I wanted to touch on with you, Sheriff, just because it was part of the meeting last night, County Prosecutor Ray Grogan was there, and there was a couple outbursts. I know you were sitting next to him during one of those outbursts. What happened, in your opinion, as you witnessed that?
Well, you'd have to talk to Ray about everything. I know that the person that was involved in these with Ray, and I'm not going to say any names or anything. He is known to be boisterous, challenging to authority. I think he basically, what led up to the first one, I think, was his comments, and it was supposed to be about Flock, him being at the podium for Flock cameras, and he touched on Flock cameras about for 30 seconds, and the rest of it was talking about other things with Chief McDonald and I, and then when we didn't really engage with him too much, he turned around and started verbally attacking Mr. Grogan. He stood up for himself. He basically said, "You got a problem with me?" And obviously the guy did.
I think what was so confusing about that for a lot of people in the room, because it was a fairly full room last night, was that, you know, you and Chief McDonald were on the board, and you guys were fine. I mean, there was no composure lost there. Usually public officials act in that manner. And I don't think anybody could cite an example of Prosecutor Grogan doing something like that. Were you surprised, just in general? I mean, you know, as a public official, that sometimes you have to hold back in a public setting.
I think he was ambushed, and I think it caught him by surprise, and he was reacting that way. This gentleman, you know, this is the same gentleman that got up a second time to talk, and he wanted to talk about good tools that used to be owned by people when they were called slaves. I mean, my jaw absolutely hit the floor whenever that guy got up there and talked about that in front of everybody. I could not believe he was saying that, and that just tells you, you know, what kind of person he is to say something like that in a public setting. I think that Ray, like I said, was caught by surprise. He wasn't there to talk last night. He was there to watch. And then when that man, basically we started accusing him of stuff back there, when he was just sitting back there in the back, I think he did lash out a little bit, and he was trying to defend himself from what the guy was doing. You know, you have to ask Ray exactly how he felt during that moment.
Yeah. I guess my final question on this, being, you know, the chief law enforcement officer, would you ever advise anybody to act in that way? Did you say when it was over, maybe you shouldn't have done that?
Oh, my conversation with Ray, I'll keep it for me and Ray.
Okay. Well, but would you ever advise somebody to act in that way publicly, if you're a public official?
It's hard for me to sit here, and when I wasn't the one being ambushed, and say one thing or another. I mean, it's probably best if you don't. Talk later, talk outside or something.
Well, and it was just, I think it was an odd moment, just for the reason that Flock cameras have been such a heavy issue, and last night was the big panel discussion, and yet when the meeting was over, that's what people were talking about. That's what people ran to social media with. So it, in a way, overshadowed that, at least for the time being.
Yeah.
So here, final question, Sheriff. What would you most like the citizens to know about Flock cameras as we head into these discussions with City Council? And what would you most like City Council to know?
Flock cameras don't do half the things you see them talk about on the internet. They give law enforcement alerts for people that are wanted, stolen vehicles, stolen license plates, missing persons, amber alerts, silver alerts. We can search for vehicles using the Flock cameras by description or license plate. We only do that if we are looking for the vehicle. This is not something that we can't pull up a screen and look through the Flock camera, just to see what's going on out there. We have to search for something for us to be able to see anything from the Flock cameras. These tell us precisely at what time your vehicle or somebody's vehicle passed a camera. These aren't telling us this person went to the doctor's office, this person went to Kroger's, this person went to their boyfriend's house. And I think people actually believe some of that stuff. They don't do that stuff. And, you know, at least ours don't. I couldn't tell you about more advanced lock cameras if they do stuff like that. I mean, obviously they can't tell where the person is going. They can just tell when they pass the camera, but ours don't do a lot of the stuff that's being told out there.
Yeah, you know, Sheriff, one thing in closing here, just to clear up one other bit of business from last night. The person the council person who originally brought up this subject this time around is 5th Ward City Councilman Thaddeus Smith. Now, unfortunately, for whatever reason, he was not at the meeting last night, and there was talk that, you know, there's retaliatory efforts on law enforcement's behalf, and that's why he wasn't there. He feels threatened, so on and so forth. When you hear talk, because that's been said before against public officials, when you hear talk like that, what's your response to that?
That's ridiculous. I was wondering where Thaddeus was last night myself. I was hoping to talk with him about things, but he didn't show up.
Yeah. Are you surprised that people have that interpretation of law enforcement at this point?
You know, Scott, people will make their own narratives about things. People think that they know things and they don't, and so they'll make up a narrative about things. And once one person says it and somebody hears them says it, all of a sudden it's the truth. And to say that we are intimidating Thaddeus Smith, that is ridiculous. Absolutely. And ask Thaddeus. Please ask Thaddeus.
Yeah, absolutely. We will have him on. And just broad stroke here. Has any public official ever been intimidated that you are aware of by any member of law enforcement?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Because, you know, that's one of those things, and I think that's why it came up last night. But, Sheriff, I appreciate the time. I know you're busy, things going on, and flock cameras certainly are a big issue, and we'll see where it goes from here. I guess it goes on to council, and we'll go on down the road with it.
Okay, Scott, thanks for having me on today.
Thank you, Sheriff. Bye-bye. Marion County Sheriff, Matt Bales.
All right, Marion County Sheriff Matt Bales in an interview that I conducted yesterday afternoon. Now, I think one of the headlines out of that was probably that more crimes have been solved in Marion with flock cameras than with DNA. So, that's interesting. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, so many things with that. Matt Bales was a police officer. I think we all know that. And he was one of the jerks that used to patrol my area because they used to be, like, set officers. So it's him and Rob Reed. Rob Reed was a great officer. Peacemaker. The neighborhood loved him. None of us could stand Bales. Bales arrested me in my own front yard for disorderly conduct before, once in 2011. So for him to say that he wouldn't advise people to act the way Ray Grogan acted, that ass had arrested me for acting less aggressive than Ray Grogan. I told Matt Bales to suck my, and that landed me in handcuffs, and I went to jail and had to go in front of a judge for saying that. But as the sheriff, he wouldn't recommend a county prosecutor not try to fight a citizen at a city council meeting. I mean, what the juxtaposition there is, I mean, the irony is so, my own front yard, the curtilage of my own home, for swearing at him, but Ray Grogan gets to defend himself because he's a thin-skinned, pussy-ass bitch. And that is the reason, him sticking up for Ray Grogan is the reason why none of us believe you. None of us trust you to do the right thing because you are the good old boys of Marion, Ohio. Never once did he try to say, I wish people would, you know, this, that, or the other. No, people are wrong. People are whatever. Well, guess what, Bales? If you're listening to this, buddy, explain why two Reynoldsburg police officers were fired yesterday and have been charged. All they have are license plate readers down there, and they misused them. So explain to me, if these cameras can't be misused, then how two people just got fired in Reynoldsburg yesterday?
Well, I think, in fairness to him, I think what he did say was that he would not advise Mr. Grogan to act that way.
No, and on the didn't. He said he would keep what he, him and Ray said private.
Right, but he, I believe as the interview went on.
He never went on on to say, oh, I wouldn't advise anyone to act that way, because then he would have to say what his friend did was wrong. But he arrested me for less than what his friend did on my in my own yard, not in public, my own yard.
I'd have to listen to that again, but there was a line after. But regardless, about the flock cameras.
The way he defended him, though, Scott, is the reason why we do not trust them. And Ray Grogan there, the county prosecutor, okay, he said multiple times in the Dameron case that he doesn't represent the city. Then why are you sitting up in there, Ray? And if you're there as a citizen, then don't act as the prosecutor.
Well, but about the flock camera case, I think he did say he would not have a problem with an oversight board with a city council person and a county commissioner.
I got out of the internet zone for a minute, so maybe I missed some of that.
And I think he also did say that, yes, there are bad cops out there. He doesn't think there are any.
One of them fails.
But he doesn't feel there are any in Marion that he knows of. But
oh, of course. What about the dude that's sitting up on indictment for rape that pointed a gun at his buddy's faces? What about that?
But I think he also did say that if somebody misused the flock camera, he would have no problem punishing that person.
And if it's his buddy's, okay, if it's one of Jay McDonald's cops, Jay McDonald is his buddy. If it's one of the sheriff's deputies, then Bales is McDonald's buddy, and they're all buddies with the prosecutor. That's the three heads of law enforcement, the Minister of Justice, Raymond Grogan, the sheriff, and the FOP president of the state of Ohio. Is he going to come out and say that police shouldn't be misusing flock cameras since two Reynoldsburg police officers were fired Monday night for it? Or Tuesday? Monday night, he said the police should not misuse these. Is he going to come out against the two officers that just were fired for it? Because he's talking about how great flock cameras were. We find out the next day they're being abused up the road.
Well, I do think that Sheriff Bales did say that.
I don't know why we're supposed to believe them. And it's just, oh, believe us. Just trust us. Just believe us.
Well,
you know, and they were talking about 1 month there was 170-some flock runs and flock usages. And then the next month it jumped exponentially. It almost doubled. Why? Why?
Well, I guess my point is I think, and also in that interview, he said that if Marion did vote to take the flock cameras down, Marion City, he would see no reason why they couldn't. So
because it's legal, according to an attorney.
Right, but he also,
an attorney.
But there also was well, see, but this is where I go back to the questions and the confusion.
Did
because
you read the Marion Star?
No, I did not. No.
Okay.
Why, did they say anything?
I don't have it. Well, Abby got an interview from Grogan after the altercation.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? If that's being hijacked, when you show up to a meeting, no one knew you were coming. So how can we say he was hijacked? You hijack someone when you know that you're going to be there. Ray came in last minute. You know, I mean, how can you hijack someone who's going to be there?
Was that the answer?
Ray got something and said something in the Marion Star to the effect of, he wasn't sure of the legality of what Russell was saying, basically, and that it would need to be examined further than just the city passing an ordinance, maybe.
Well, that's not what the sheriff said.
Well, he was very pro-flock, and I'm paraphrasing, but I was like, man, now we got a pissing match between the city law director and the county prosecutor.
So, did the county prosecutor say anything about the altercation Monday night?
No, there was nothing in the Marion Star about it.
Well, that's why the interview was there.
Exactly.
Now, also, I would like to say, I have invited Ray Grogan on this show. I invite him on right now. If he wanted to call in next hour, he could. The floor is always open.
I'd love to see him spiral like Tom Cruise on the Oprah couch moment. We'd all love to see one of those.
Well, here's the thing. You've got to give... See, here... It's hard to knock somebody who comes on and does an interview and is honest in their interview to the point to where they answered the questions. Matt Bales did not say I'm not...
He answered the questions. You're right. But
right.
When the tone that I hear is, everybody's wrong, we're right, trust us. The people... You know, why are officers getting arrested and fired in the United States if these things aren't happening? Are we imagining these? Is the internet... really just coming
well,
up
I
with
think that's
story
what,
after story after story?
No, I think that's what Sheriff Bales said in the interview, was that, yes, there are bad cops out there, and yes, there are stories where this has happened, but...
Not in Marion, Ohio!
And if that did happen,
they're pulling guns at each other's faces and everything else.
But
by God, they're good cops.
But here's the thing: if you really felt the system was being misused, I think you would probably
prove it. How can you?
Well, that's what I'm about to get to here.
Their word for it.
Give me a second; I'll get to that. I don't think that you would say you were okay with somebody coming in from the outside to watch your audits, which he did say he was okay with.
I would want a third-party independent audit that they do not lead them through by the hand. That's what I would want.
So we did talk yesterday about the advisory board, so that's not enough either.
That would be fine, yes.
I wouldn't want
just them to access it and then bring the report and go, see, this is what we did right here. This is what we did. Just trust us. Take our word for it. I would want, you know, we don't just take the auditor's word for it. We send it outside to a third party to have them do it. That's what third party. And then present it to the Citizens Oversight Board.
Well, if there is an advisory board and there's a chance that they can't catch it, what's the point of the advisory board?
Do you have that technical expertise in Marion, Ohio to audit a software system? Somebody willing to volunteer to do?
But I guess that's my... Isn't that my point, though, is that what's the point of this board if they don't have the expertise?
Do we start getting into bias about who's appointed on the board and everything else? Third party, we sent out our audits to Clark Schaefer Hackett for a reason. It's so a third party that has no ties to Marion, Ohio can independently audit our
Yeah, but that's a, but that, see, now that's a point, though. Audits were not sent there prior to there being problems with the audits. So
I'm
now that they're...
I'm pretty sure they would go to the state auditor,
right,
which is an independent third party. Our books were just so screwed up they weren't ready to be sent to the state auditor.
Right.
But if the state is an independent third party oversight board, that they have no interest in Marion's books being right or wrong.
Well, I guess this is my point on the whole. And again, I'm not the PR person for the sheriff department or the police department. But if all these other places... What's that?
He came out swinging for his buddy.
Well, but he did it.
That's why we don't trust them.
Well, he knew it was an interview. He knew what he was saying. So I give him credit. I don't think he said anything dishonest in that interview.
That's what it is he does not care.
But here's my point I want to make. For all these internet stories, the reason we know about them is because something did happen, it was caught by somebody, and somebody reported on it. And in Marion, Ohio, to this point, that has not happened.
You know what happens in Marion, Ohio a lot? We're all poor. We can't afford $75 an hour for body cameras. We can't afford attorneys. We can't afford all these other things that bring these stories to light. And most of these stories come to light because somebody hired an attorney and there was an independent audit of these systems that caught these people. Or there was a complaint by someone and then an audit was completed and it caught these people. It's not because they're just going through and policing themselves.
Well, all I'm going to say is, and I this is not my knock the media stance here, but you saw what happened during Monday night city council meeting.
I did.
You know what the story was. And that's why interviews go certain ways, what you read in the article.
Right. And live versus the print edition is totally different. But again, to say that Ray Grogan was hijacked, I don't know how you can hijack someone when you don't know they're going to be there.
And we got to go to break. Thanks for calling.
Take care, sir.
We'll be back right after this.
13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America